State ag officials say on average, most farms have 74 animals. Currently, there are not a lot of large operations. Only 200 of the state's 16,000 farms are big enough to be covered under the new expansion standards. Family farm defenders are concerned that will change because local governments will have to grant most permits using new state guidelines. They say those guidelines promote consolidation in the ag industry and will push small farms out of business. But Roger Cliff with the Wisconsin Farm Bureau says small operations can still compete, just on a different level.
The governor has stated as clearly as anybody in pointing out that we need all sizes of farming operations in this state, small, medium, and large operations, to keep the ag economic engine running in this state.
The bill creates standards incorporating current pollution and conservation rules. Local governments are allowed to impose stricter rules, but the bill's opponents say they'd have a hard time proving they need to do so. Andrew Hansen of Midwest Environmental Advocates explains why.
It places a burden to say that whenever a local government imposes a needed or higher standard, that has to be based on reasonable scientific findings of fact, and that just places too high a burden on local governments to show that more stringent air and water quality requirements may be needed.
Midwest Environmental Advocates has sued to stop so-called factory farms. They contend jeopardize health and safety of nearby residents. Supporters of the new expansion standard say it will prevent expensive lawsuits while protecting the environment. Robin Engel is with the State Department of Agriculture, Trade, and Consumer Protection. She says farmers who want to modernize can control problems associated with manure and dust, which a bigger operation produces.
Emotions are such that people have come to equate the fact that somebody has more animals with the fact that it's going to be destructive to the environment or unattractive to the neighborhood.
She says having statewide standards will make farm expansion decisions more fair. Opponents of the new law say it takes away local control. Shemaine Mills, Wisconsin Public Radio.